Welcome back. It is that time of year again, time to think about going back to school. And that means the Quincy Public Schools Superintendent Kevin Mulvey and Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins have come on over from Coddington Hall to say hello. Hello.
Hello, Joe. Good to see you.
Good to see you. It must mean, Kevin, that it is that time of year.
It is that time of year. Yes, amazing how time flies. But it is. And we've had a busy summer, not only with our summer programs, but also getting the schools ready for September as well.
Yes.
So we're only getting right back
weeks
into
away.
It.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. How did summer go this year?
The summer program went great, thanks to the mayor and school committee who funded our summer program again this year for both remediation and for enrichment. Mm. We had over 2,000 students, which is amazing, participate in a myriad of different programming. I have to say, the programming went great. I have to make sure I thank our staff, our teachers, our paraprofessionals, our bus drivers, our custodians, everyone pulling together, our administrators, to make the summer program a great success. So we're very happy with it. And we had a lot of students again this year.
Sure, that's great. Is that a record, do you know?
It's probably in line with what we've been doing the last several years. We put it in place, as you know, following COVID, and it's been pretty consistent year in and year out for the past 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
So it's maintained that strong number up till this year.
Yeah. So what big changes will folks notice the new school year?
Yes, so we do have some changes. Yes. Obviously, I do want to remind everyone that school begins on Wednesday, September 9th for grades 1 through 9. And then for grades 10 through 12, students start on Thursday, September 10th. On Friday, September 11th, we have kindergarten and pre-kindergarten orientation. On Monday, September 14th, that will be our first day of school for kindergarten and pre-kindergarten. And of course, we have our back-to-school guide on our QPS website for any parent or student interested in taking a look at that. It's a helpful guide for our students and families. And of course, we'll be sending home a back-to-school letter today, as a matter of fact, with all of the necessary links and websites and information on our programming starting in September. One of the big things that will be in the letter is discussion of our Yonder pouches, which Dr. Perkins will talk about in a few minutes.
Yes.
I know you want to ask about that.
Yes.
But also, I do also want to inform the community that we are having a large PD for our teachers on September 3rd, which is the first time we've had our teachers back prior to Labor Day to do a professional development session district-wide.
Okay.
So that's a great thing.
Oh, it's Labor Day so late this year.
It is late,
so that's why, interesting, okay. Does that affect the calendar at all at the end of the year?
It won't necessarily affect the calendar at the end of the year, so we're just hoping for no snow days this year.
Talk about it every
year. And then everything will work out great.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Why don't we jump right into the devices policy, if we can, because I know a lot of folks have questions about that.
Yes, we have our new Yonder pouches, which is essentially following the school committee's desire to put a cell phone restriction policy in the district. Mm. Of course, the initiative that we are rolling out is called Presence Matters Initiative. And if I could, I'll hand it over to Dr. Perkins, who will review the initiative with you and everyone at home. So it's something we think will be really transformative for our students and for the staff and for the ability of our students to really focus on their education while they're in school without the distraction of cell phones.
Yeah, I know that the Quincy Public Schools are kind of ahead of the curve on this before the state really got involved, right?
Absolutely, yes. The school committee and the QEA, our partner on this matter, as well as administration, felt very strongly that it was a necessary step, and I think the state will follow shortly. But of course, Quincy is ahead of the curve on this.
Setting the bar once again,
yes.
So yes, Aaron, if you could explain what will be happening with students and their electronic devices.
Great, yes, I'd be happy to. I came with props,
so
I'm
going
to show you those.
Here,
but
yeah.
As the superintendent said, the initiative is called Presence Matters. And although, yes, we are implementing Yonder pouches, it's really about people putting away the distractions, lessening time on devices, and being truly present when they're in school with us. And minimizing any kind of distractions that we can. And so one of the ways that we're doing that is with the Yonder pouches. So every student will have a pouch.
Okay.
It's a pretty standard
pouch.
Okay,
hold that up a little bit higher. There you go.
There we go.
Okay.
And the pouch has a locking device right on the back.
Yep.
So students, when they come in, they'll turn their cell phone off, which is, I have my cell phone off right now, because I didn't want to be distracted. I'm present for this interview.
Thank you.
And so they will put anything that they have in the pouches, and the pouches do loosen as time goes on. And then they literally, all they do is they just hit the button, and this pouch is now locked.
Okay.
The pouch stays with them the entire time. The pouches will be numbered, so we know whose pouch belongs to who.
Sure.
And then they will have magnets around the school. Some of them will be hung on the wall, and some areas will have the portable magnets like I have today.
Yep.
These magnets will be in the nurse's office, the dean's office, security will have them. So they'll be, in the middle schools, in the main office. And so if a student for some reason does need to use their phone, which I do just want to let everyone know, if a student needs to call a parent, we would never stop a student from calling a parent. We're just asking students to make that call from the office.
Okay.
And so when they're leaving, they just tap the device on the pouch, just on the magnet, just like that, and it pops up, and they take their item out of it. Our process is that we're telling students to take, when they're leaving, take your items out of your pouch, close your pouch, and then lock it again. Because what we don't want to have happen is for them to bring this home, and maybe little siblings or other things can happen where parents' phones find their way in here.
Or something else finds its way in there.
Now we have a locked pouch and the family can't access whatever it is that's inside. We will have a magnet at Coddington in case of emergency.
Okay.
So if they need to unlock it, we will do our best to help them. But that's all it is. The pouch stays with the student the entire day. We never take their phone away. And that's it in a nutshell.
Do they have to turn them off, Erin, before they put them in?
They do. Yes. Yep. They turn their phone off prior to putting it in, so that way it doesn't drain the battery and it's not going off.
I was just going to
buzzing
say,
all
buzzing,
day
yeah.
And then causing another distraction because they're going to want to look at their phone.
Right. Okay.
So we are telling them to turn it off. And for anyone out there, we have a page on our website. It's called Presence Matters. Today was our kickoff day, so if you haven't seen the video with Mr. Ahern and Principal Barrett, it's an excellent video.
Okay.
It's really great. They did a great job, and we so appreciate them starting off our campaign in a really positive way.
Okay.
And so that video is out there. Everything will be linked to the page on the Quincy Public Schools website, Presence Matters. There's also a video made by some of our students. It's called Meet the Pouch, with a description just like I just did for you today.
Yep.
And so all of that, the policy, frequently asked questions, supports and resources. What do I do if my child has a medical issue, such as diabetes, and needs to have their phone? All of that information is available on the Quincy Public Schools website.
Okay.
And as last year, I don't know if you remember, we did our countdown for back to school. So
yes.
Back by popular demand with a focus on Presence Matters. You will be seeing your favorite neighborhood principals and some teachers who will be sharing how they are starting the year distraction free.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. And this is for middle and high schools?
Middle and high schools.
Okay.
Yep. Six to grade 6 to 12, not fifth grade at Point in Southwest, starting in grade 6.
Okay. Are there electronic device policies for the lower grade levels?
Yes, we're phones free.
Oh, okay.
In the elementary.
Okay.
They just won't have the pouches. Students typically, most students, I'd say, it's pretty common for students to start to get phones around fifth grade.
Okay.
So, right now we've started it in 6, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, all right. And any kind of device, not just phones? I mean, there are watches, there are glasses, there are all of those things, yes.
Smart device, yep.
Okay.
A watch, AirPods.
Oh, right, yes.
Any of those.
I was forgetting something.
Yeah, and the glasses are a great point. Those are becoming more and more popular.
Sure, yeah.
And so anything like that.
Okay.
All right.
And it can only be unlocked with this particular device.
With this particular device.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is this kind of the standard that public schools are going
Yes, there's many Yonder works with many public school districts, a ton in Massachusetts alone, but then across the country. So teachers will be having part of the professional development on the 3rd. Mm. We'll be learning about the Yonder pouch, how it works, and some professional development around that. Okay. So that'll definitely be included. But this is pretty much kind of the gold standard. Sure. And the pouches are pretty durable, so and they provide a lot of on-site assistance. So
okay, yeah. And you know they're going to get lost or misplaced.
We do, yes, yes.
So that's the reason for the identification on the
market. That is the reason for the identification. Yeah. If they're purposefully damaged, if a student purposefully damages the pouch, which we don't expect will happen too often, then there is a $30 fee.
Okay.
But we do have extra pouches, and if a student just forgets it one day, it's okay. They can go to the office, and the office will either have them put their phone away in a locked area or give them a pouch for the day.
Okay. All right. So it rolls out in a rolling basis or all at once?
So because we have thousands of pouches that we need to distribute, the first week of school, students will be getting acclimated, getting their individual pouches, and, you know, kind of learning how it's going to work.
Okay.
And then we expect it to go actually live the second week of school.
Okay.
So the following Monday or Tuesday,
okay,
we expect schools will be rolling with it.
Sure. This is probably one of the biggest changes that students and parents will be dealing with this fall, right?
Yes. Yeah. Last year we had the attendance policy.
Yes.
That was a big shift for the high schools.
Yes.
And which it worked out excellent. Our chronic absenteeism numbers decreased dramatically.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And so this year will be the big change, you know, for the high schools and the middle schools.
Sure.
But our thought was, if we do it at the middle and the high school, by the time these students get to grade 9, this will just be second nature.
Just routine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
All right.
Thanks for the demonstration.
No problem.
Appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Kevin, there are other changes to talk about.
Yes, we have some new principals and assistant principals as well. So at Southwest Middle School, our new principal is Susan Foley, and her assistant principal is Ashley Howe. Susan was the assistant principal at Southwest for many, many years. Snug Harbor Community School, we have Principal Kristen Dwyer and her new assistant principal, Olivia Caparello. And at Parker Elementary School, we have Principal Scott Profetio, who was the longtime assistant principal at Parker, formerly principal at Snug Harbor, who will be at Parker with assistant principal Nancy McLaughlin. So some changes at three schools.
Very good.
This year. So we wish them all very, very much success. And then we also, of course, have our high school athletic update as well. We have high school athletic practice and tryouts beginning this week, today, really.
Yes.
So we have boys golf, cross country, football, girls volleyball, boys and girls soccer. So full continuum of sports for our students. Also, we have district-wide maintenance improvements going on as well. So as I mentioned to you earlier, Joe, central registration is moving to Point Webster Middle School from Quincy High School. It will be called the new Family Welcome Center. And of course, that's where our interpretation services will be as well. I want to thank Paul Hines and the maintenance department and our custodial services for helping make that move possible. And of course, we'll be repurposing that space at Quincy High for classroom space for additional classrooms that are needed at Quincy High. We have new pavement at Marymount and Point Webster schools. And I have to say that the new pavement looks amazing, and there'll be new parking stripes painted as well.
Okay.
And of course, we have district-wide improvements, plumbing, painting, new classrooms across the district, and our custodians are busy cleaning, getting our schools ready as well. The Squanum Elementary School, if you've been by, the new Squanum Elementary School is coming along nicely, and we're obviously on schedule for September of 2027, which will be great. And another exciting piece of news is the Quincy High School Manic Clinic will be beginning construction soon at Quincy High, and that is our partnership with the Manic Community Health Center, and they'll be constructing a Manic Clinic inside Quincy High School for our students and staff, and that will help with so many different things, from chronic absenteeism to dealing with consistent student absences, focusing on student and staff health.
Yes.
So that partnership is amazing, not only physical health, but social-emotional well-being as well. which is amazing. So we have so many positive things happening at Quincy High as well. And I am happy to report that last year, if you remember, I had asked kind of like as a community announcement to have as many people as possible apply for bus drivers and bus monitors. This year, I'm happy to say that we have a full contingent of our own bus drivers in the Quincy Public Schools, which is amazing. So we have over 40 drivers now, which is great. And that exceeds our pre-COVID level numbers.
Wow.
We are still looking for bus monitors for anyone interested in being a bus monitor. So that's still out there. And still anyone wanting to be a bus driver, please apply because we can always use subs as well.
Of course, yeah.
I'm happy to report that we just completed, with significant help from Dr. Perkins and the administration, DZ district-wide review, essentially an audit from everything that happens within the school system, from curriculum to ed eval and everything in between. And we did very, very well. Perhaps Dr. Perkins will want to talk a little bit about how we did with the audit.
Yes.
Sure. We did really, really well. So it basically, it identifies areas where you have strengths and then also areas, you know, where you may want to focus. And so some of the areas that we, you know, have great strengths are in our relationships. So our relationship with the Quincy Education Association, our relationship with people in the city, you know, the school committee's relationship with the mayor, all of those things were very successful. Our human resource department in how we handle onboarding and mentoring and all of those things was you know, very highly rated. And then some areas where we need to focus, a little bit in some of our curriculum areas. Some, we've adopted a lot of new curriculum, which we talked about last year, but an area that we're actually working on and had identified prior to the district review is we are currently this year looking for a new middle school English language arts curriculum. And so we have a team that will be working on that. And then at the high school level, just looking at the high school curriculum in a couple of areas was an area identified that, you know, we should look into working on. But in general, the results were excellent. We'll be sharing that with school committee in the fall.
Sure.
And we'll also be using any areas that were identified as needing some work. We'll be using that to develop our district improvement plan goals, which we present every fall to the school committee and is available on our website, as well as the superintendent's goals.
Sure. We only have a couple of minutes left, but I did want to talk just very briefly about MCAS is no longer a graduation requirement now, so how are the schools addressing that?
Yeah, it is a challenge.
Yeah.
I will say it's particularly a challenge at the high school level, you know, because the students know that it is no longer high stakes. It absolutely impacts the scores. And so I think, you know, with the new graduation, the proposed draft graduation requirements that are a complete change, there is an end of course assessment in there that is developed, that will be developed by the state and administered and scored by the state, as well as like a capstone project are two of the new proposed items. That will be, you know, potentially coming down the pike with with the new graduation requirements. But I think we're going to see a shift. I think MCAS, you know, according to the state, if it goes the way it's looking like it's going to go, the MCAS will be sunsetting.
Yes.
And it will be, you know, at least at the high school level, and it will be kind of taken over by the end of course assessments. Will be kind of the new version of a standardized assessment.
Okay.
But it will not fully count for graduation.
Right.
It will have some weight in that, but it won't be like an MCAS where you had to pass to graduate.
Right.
But there will be definitely, we're not sure what that will look like at this point, but there'll be some requirements.
That's because the state doesn't know yet either, right? Yeah, okay.
And we do, for the first time, the state has released the family portal. So parents will be able to log on. We'll be sending out information on how to access that through, we'll have a link with their code and all of that on Aspen. And families, as soon as the MCAS is available, for the first time ever, families will be able to go onto the family portal and access their child's results themselves.
Okay.
And they'll be able to see their history.
Okay. And I know that beginning sixth grade, students will be able to start to develop their resumes for their long-term careers.
Yep. That's also part of the new proposed graduation requirements called MyCap.
Yeah.
We are implementing it this year. It's my career and education plan, academic plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically starts in sixth grade, as you said, goes all the way to grade 12. Students will start building their academic pathway, and they'll look at career exploration, and then also personal social connections with their community and their own personal growth. That will all be documented on a platform called MIFA, which students will have access to. They could be my age and have access to that information, and they'll build their resume in there. They'll have like things like capstone projects,
yes,
different items that they'll have in there that they will be able to access when they graduate. So that will be also rolling out to parents in the fall.
Amazing that they're starting so young. We are out of time, unfortunately.
Kevin, time flies.
It really does, yeah. But a final message for folks, Kevin?
I just want to, on behalf of myself and Dr. Perkins, welcome my students and families back to school in September, and wish them the very best in the year to come.
Absolutely. Thank you both. Really
appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for
having us. Have a successful school year.
Thank you.